farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Drought can seem like a nightmare to most farmers. During this period, the agriculture sector loses millions of dollars due to insufficient rainfall and forest fires. In today's program, we look at how two farmers are coping during the dry times. You'll hear more in just a moment. And later, our proverb of the day. I'm Camilla Guthrie. Good morning.
Looking for a fun way for you and your family to spend a Saturday while learning at the same time? Try the Institute of Jamaica. The IOJ's National Museum Jamaica, Natural History Museum of Jamaica, and the Jamaica Music Museum are all opened on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
The whole family can come along. And for this summer, they have a lot of fun activities for little people and big people too.
Now everyone can get a taste of Jamaica's rich culture. Institute of Jamaica Saturday openings, this and every Saturday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
See you there!
Drought is one of the biggest contributors to crop losses within the agricultural sector. The Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, latest detailed assessment of the drought indicates that in excess of 1,600 hectares valued at just under $900 million has been lost or damaged due to drought and fires. And over 16,000 farmers are estimated to have suffered losses to date. Acting Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries Derek Kellyer says the estimate is rising and is likely to continue increasing. A farmer from Southfield St. Elizabeth, Glenford Williams, plants vegetables including sweet peppers, tomatoes and broccoli. He says he uses a mixed method to water his plants during the drought period.
Me was dripping in one section and sometimes I have to use hand wet.
Mr. Williams explains that the hand wet method is done by using a container to individually water his plants.
Get some water in a drum, take it out of the bucket and use a can to wet individual plants.
However, Mr. Williams says he lost some of his crops when he could no longer find water.
I lose one crop, and the reason why I lose, I waited for 5 weeks straight and I couldn't manage no more for the water finish. I couldn't go no further with it and I lose the entire pepper and tomato.
St. Elizabeth farmer Glenford Williams. Kenneth Rose is another farmer who is being affected by drought. However, he transports water by hand from a nearby river.
I have to carry water most of the time. The river where they buy me no dry. I get up early morning and carry water and water the plants.
Mr. Rose says an easy way to water crops during the dry season is to pump water from close by rivers.
If they're near a river, get a pump and pump the water up to the farm. It's easier. In a couple of weeks, I know when we're getting a pump, they irrigate the water to my farm, so it's more easier.
Two farmers sharing their experience of drought and ways in which they are coping. The proverb for this morning is, when man dead lie down upon him back, then put wild milk over him head. Translation, when a man is dead upon his back, they put spoiled milk over his head. This means that people often take advantage of someone who is feeble and unable to defend himself.
The Ministry of Education has established cost guidelines for supplementary texts for grades 1 to 6 and 7 to 9.
There are some basic things that parents must buy, which are really not considered to be texts. So, for example, the hymnals and Bible and geometry sets, pens, pencils, graph books and atlases and so on. We have been doing our survey, so we have been checking the cost of books. And by and large, once parents shop wisely, they should be able to meet their budget based on the guidelines that we have suggested.
Chief Education Officer, Dr. Grace McLean.
That's it for this morning's program. Join us again next time. Until then, we invite you to keep up with us by visiting our website at jis.gov.jm or on Facebook. With the studio engineer Andre Palmer and for producer Evadne Brown, I'm Camilla Guthrie wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.